This is John Johnson, Managing Director of Epsilon Industries. This podcast is entitled Automation, the Final Frontier for Efficiencies. Before looking forward to the plants of the future, we need to examine the past and the steps in which brought us to the current plants and equipment designs. When reflecting back on the way the plants were designed in the early 1900s, no one could have seen the progress that we see today in a modern facility. But these changes took a significant amount of time, nearly 100 years, with most of the changes in the last 40 years. As we move into what I call automation, the final frontier for efficiencies, we need to take a look at the current state of our industry when evaluating its efficiency and productivity. The current standards used for evaluating performances for poultry, beef, pork, and other species needs to change. Too often, plants and companies have been trying to operate with antiquated systems of measurement for a rapidly changing environment. I am not saying to completely gut your plant and start over, but there are a number of items that you can address which will allow you to shed the old way of operating and allow you to compete in the market. First is to establish new baselines for yields and labor. For yields, establishing new baselines is time-consuming and not a cost-effective means in which to establish a baseline. If you want to know the actual standard yields for any species, you have to methodically run a yield test, which consumes a number of days as well as associated labor. But in order to track and manage your performance for the long run, an updated yield study must be performed. I've been involved in a number of these studies, and it's almost scary to see the new standards compared to the old ones. You will need to separate grades, weight ranges, ages, etc. Some of these yield studies can be quite in-depth, and you'll need to know how detailed you want your data. But remember, the more detailed your study is, the better managing you can do in the long run. Along with new yield standards, you need to establish new labor standards. Labor directly affects your efficiencies and productivity and is one variable that you control. So if you spend the time and the effort developing new yield standards, you need to establish new labor standards to match the yields. I would highly recommend using industrial engineers or efficiency experts to perform this task, so we can provide assistance with this and also recommend other firms. So what does the future hold for the meat industry? Baselines. As discussed in the previous podcast, baselines are the first step in planning and developing automated systems for your company. The designs that are currently utilized perform adequately, but do not give you flexibility or opportunities to increase productivity. As discussed before, the old method of increasing productivity was simply to make the lines longer and add more people. As lines change, it is necessary to change the equipment associated with those older lines and tasks. The equipment used in plants has not changed dramatically in recent years. Some manufacturers have done a good job in addressing ergonomic concerns with the design of their handheld equipment. But even with the improvements in equipment design and performance, many tools used by operators, which mean labor, has not been eliminated from the operations. Sanitary design of equipment has and will change rapidly over the several years. What does this have to do with improved efficiencies and productivity? The answer is sanitary design of equipment contributes significantly to efficiencies and productivity. Conveyors and other equipment need to follow the sanitary guidelines of the AMI sanitary design principles developed by the Working Committee and published in 2003. The better design will improve cleanability, time to clean, quality of products, and reliability. So looking at the future, all equipment must be designed not only to meet the operational needs, but the safety and hygiene required by regulations and customers. Now let's look at monitoring systems. You have heard of MES, manufacturing execution systems, before, and possibly have had them implemented in your plants. These systems provide a real-time stream of data which can be disseminated in many ways. But what MES will not do is provide you ways in which to improve your efficiencies and productivity. Don't get me wrong, I believe that good information can be utilized and MES can provide such data in a timely manner. But if the information is flawed from the beginning, such as wrong standards or other errors in the system, then MES becomes a glorified data collection system. So before implementing MES, get the groundwork done first and then apply MES. Let's look at technology. Technology is advancing exponentially in all areas of our world. Just look at the advances of cell phones and PDAs. Although most of us would like to get rid of our BlackBerries or cell phones, they have become an integral part of our society. The technology advances for the meat industry are slowly creeping into our industry. By the speed at which technology is advancing, increasing due to the need to improve productivity and efficiencies. If you want to be honest with yourself and the industry, the easiest and fastest way productivity was increased in the past was to add more labor. Well, that labor force is gone, and the only way to replace it is with technology. Some of the technology we've looked at in the past is robotics. Let's not get carried away and think that robots will be replacing human workers and walking around the plant floors, but there are a number of current technologies that have been proven to work in the meat environment to support and supplement the human worker. This again goes back to the argument that PACE lines are the first step in automating your plant. The two basic technologies that will advance your operations are robotics and vision systems. There are a number of companies that can sell you a robot, either a fixed platform that is typical in packaging systems, or a more complicated six-axis robot. You may be familiar with these six-axis robots as in automobile assembly plants. What these companies can't sell you is the programming and logic that goes into developing the end effectors. An end effector is a device that picks up a box or moves a knife through a cut or moves a saw through a specific cut. Automation is the bold frontier for the meat industry. The key to the interface between the standard robotic platform, end effector, and specific task to be performed on the product. Another one is vision systems. Similar to robotic systems, there are a number of vision system vendors who will sell you any device you want. But if you do not have the expertise of the vision system, it just becomes a high-priced video camera. The key to understanding vision systems is to know their limitations and also to fully know what your intentions are for the vision system. I have heard many CEOs and others down the ranks say, "It would be really nice if we could do blank." And you can fill in that blank. Sure, it'd be really nice to do that, but how do you get it done? Well, anything can be done with time and money, but is it going to provide you with a good ROI? But with the wish list of operations, a plan can be developed to meet the challenges of the future. Recall a previous podcast when I outlined how to identify and address specific tasks. The action plan is to take that list and work with partners to make those tasks more efficient. Let's look at partnerships. There are good robotic vision and manufacturing companies that can provide you with services. But the problem is that there is no one company that can provide all of these systems to you as if you were shopping at Walmart. You need to find an integrator who can combine these technologies and meet your specific needs. Since each of your needs are customized, don't be shocked by the sticker price of the project. But if you are in the mindset of what the future holds, the return on investment will be acceptable. Partnerships are only as good as the parties involved. In order to get into the future and be the leader in automation, you will need the following steps. 1. Define your processes. 2. Define the specific tasks you want automated. 3. Seek out reputable partners. 4. Confidentiality agreements. 5. Benchmarks. And 6. Continual reevaluation. To take a line from Star Trek, as you boldly go where no meat processor has gone before, remember that the bigger the risk, the bigger the rewards. Trying new processes and technologies is not for the faint of heart, but with good guidance, you'll discover higher productivity and better efficiencies and beat your competitors.